News from Oroville, 13th of October, 2008. On microphone, Marlenka. In studio, Chloe. The weather. Looks like the monsoon has arrived. Thunderstorms and rain forecast for the remainder of the week. Southeasterly winds, 14 to 18 kilometers per hour, and temperatures around 26 to 29 degrees. Take care driving on the muddy roads, please. The following is an interview with Thomas of Annapurna, talking about farming.
I'm an Orovillian since 1983. I'm farming on Annapurna, which is a farm a little bit outside of Oroville. For the rest, Oroville farming still has a long way to go, and it has to do with different factors. And I hope that it will develop, because generally people all over the world, including Oroville, have not real great interest in farming. Farming is somehow seen as something almost inferior. I mean, that's maybe the wrong word. People do appreciate organic produce in Oroville, but there are very few people who actually want to work for it. And so that limits us. We kind of have very limited option then, and also economically speaking, Oroville is not very committed in the sense of trying to finance organic farming. We get a lot of criticism, which is partly justified, that our farms are not functioning good enough and we are not productive enough, but that has all kind of reasons. And it's all very understandable, it's all very... So Oroville farming is in that sense not so different from outside farming. We are struggling, I mean, somehow. And some farms less than others, but I even wouldn't know the solutions all. I mean, it's not that you can pinpoint anything. It's just that basically still needs lots more input.
On Saturday the 18th, artist-sculptor Michel Nicolet presents his latest collection of artwork at Tibetan Pavilion. Vernissage at 5 p.m. A non-technical talk by Giovanni briefly traces the origins of open source with examples of how it has impacted the world. Open source could be a good model for Oroville as a successful collaborative, not-for-profit, global-scale project. Giovanni will respond to questions on the relevance and potential of open source in Oroville, 4:30 to 5:30 on Wednesday, 15th of October, conference room at Town Hall. A report of the UNESCO event in Paris concerning Oroville's 40th anniversary tells us nearly 700 people attended the roundtable session with a full house of about 1,000 people for the musical performance by Nautica's group. The chairman of the UNESCO executive board spoke of Oroville as the world's unique example of an experiment towards human unity. The working committee and the Oroville Council informed the community that the Indian government has passed revised regulations and rules to ban smoking in public places throughout the country of India starting October 2nd. As per those revised rules, smoking is banned in shopping malls, cinema halls, public-private workplaces, hotels, banquet halls, discotheques, canteens, coffee houses, pubs, bars, airport lounges, and railway stations. This rule is in accordance with the ideals of Oroville. All Oroville guest houses, cafes, restaurants, and public places are expected to respect and uphold no smoking in public areas. A few words from Thich Nhat Hanh. Enlightenment for a wave is the moment the wave realizes that it is water. At that moment, all fear of death disappears. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, orovilleradio.org. Thanks for listening.